You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions run high when it comes to the coal debate in Australia, and today the coalition's civil war on energy has been reignited. It follows reports a Chinese company has signed a deal with a little-known Australian company, Cavcorp, to develop twin 1,000 megawatt power plants in the New South Wales Hunter region. The proposal is already proving controversial. Australian Greens leader Richard Di Natale warning it will face a mountain of opposition.
Well, we're facing a climate crisis right now. We're in a climate crisis. Coal is the biggest cause of climate change. We cannot allow another coal mine to be built in Australia.
The state's premier has hurriedly responded to the outcry, saying it's not currently on the agenda and would need to pass environmental and state approvals. But it already has the approval of outspoken government MP Craig Kelly.
This is, I think, very good news. We've had the Hazelwood coal-fired power station closed down. We've got Liddell coal-fired power station here in New South Wales, due to close in a number of years. It's important that we replace that baseload capacity, and therefore I welcome this proposal.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison, however, has distanced himself from that idea.
They're projects for the New South Wales government. We don't have any involvement in those. They're not projects that relate to us. Those projects have nothing to do with our government, and we have no involvement with them, and I have no planned involvement with them.
It's not the first time the coalition have disagreed on the country's approach to energy. Craig Kelly famously joined Tony Abbott and other MPs to denounce the party's now-failed National Energy Guarantee proposal. Opposition leader Bill Shorten accusing the government of continuing party disunity on the issue.
There they go again, the coalition fighting each other. You know, I just think that's what the coalition exists to do every morning. They get out of bed and work out how can they fight each other. It'd almost be a joke, except that energy prices are absolutely crippling Australian business and Australian household budgets.
Environmentalists are outraged by the plan. The Climate Council's Greg Bourne says the government should not underestimate the impact the power station could have on the environment.
It's huge, basically. The emissions from those two power stations alone would increase our electricity emissions by around about 5%. We're trying to bring emissions down within Australia. We're trying to bring emissions down within the electricity sector. Adding more coal-fired power stations doesn't seem the right way to be going.
News of the Chinese-backed proposal comes as the government's big stick energy policy has been put on hold, which the government argues will ensure power retailers and generators cannot deliberately increase the price of electricity. Legislating the bill before the next election looks near impossible, and that's prompted an intervention from within. Six national MPs from Queensland have written to their party leader, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, demanding immediate action to legislate the Big Stick bill in the last sitting week. They want the government to underwrite a new regional power generation project. One of those is North Queensland MP Michelle Landry.
This is about supporting the coal sector, this is about supporting coal-fired power stations, and this is about wanting us to see another coal-fired power station built in Queensland.
The issue of energy continues to shock the government. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.